This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
People are critical. It's a midah. It's called ragzanus. Why are people critical? Why do people find the derogatory? They don't see the positive. And the answer is because something's missing from within them. Everybody knows in psychology that people who are negative is because they themselves have a low self-image. They themselves don't feel complete, and therefore they always see what's not positive. I always thought, what was Noach? Noach was a person who was shlim. He almost didn't understand or believe bad in others. As the famous Vertel, was a very famous Hasidic Vert, which is beautiful. Noach miktani emuna. Noach was from the small believers. Maimin ve'enoi maimin. He believed and he didn't believe. He didn't believe that the Mabul's going to come. Even though Rabbi Yishol told him, and he had to be pushed into the Mabul, into the Teva, mipnei ha-Mabul. Rashi quotes it, that he was actually forced to, by the last minute when the rain started. Why? He didn't believe. Yeah, but he just said he was Sadik Tamim Hayibadei Raisav. I never saw a Kaifer. At first it was a small Maimon to be called a Tzadik Tam Hayibadei Raisav. It doesn't really match up. The two descriptions don't match up. You can't be Miktani Amun and Tzadik Tamim. It doesn't exactly match up. So there's a beautiful Hasidic Pshat. Maimon, he believed in the chesed of the Eibishter. And therefore he believed that the Mabul wouldn't come. The Einoi Maimon, he didn't believe in the chisern of people. He had very little belief in evil, that people could be so bad. So between the two, he didn't believe. He believed the Rebbe Yishlam's about chesed, and therefore the Mabul won't come. And he believed that the people do tshuva, they're good. So Maimon, the Einoi Maimon is Noach's way of looking at things. He saw everything very positive. He didn't see the negativity. Chazal tell us, Lo yispal adayrei. The Zayir says, we're going to read it in the Aftira, Mei Noach, the Mabul was called the waters of Noach. Why? Says the Zayir, because so therefore we attribute the Mabul that it's Noach. Noach, you somehow brought about the Mabul. Why did he not daven al dayrei? It's a great question. It's a tremendous question. Why not? Many terutzim were given in the Mefarshim. Why was Noach not mispal al dayrei? Possibly, we could say that Noach didn't believe fully that there'll be a Mabul, like Rashi says. And this is a tremendous lesson. And that is, Tomim Tia, yes, positive. A person should believe only good, Im Hashem Elokecha, like the Chafetz Chaim says. But with people, you need to be warned. You need to be more, you know, you got to think, maybe, you know, not everything is always as perfect. Not everything. Tomim, you want to be a Tomim. Im Hashem Elokecha. But in Bnei Adam, you better be a little more shrewd, a little more cynical. There's a balance. But the balance can't come from a chisarin that you're negative. A negativity leads to adrasli miayin shebe'aylam. In a world of negativity, there's theft. In a world of negativity, there's min b'sheinei minay. Not appreciating the goods that you have. Not appreciating things leads to a breakdown in searching for ritzoinus that you can't achieve. Ritzoinus that is not your shlemus. And that leads to Andraslan, the destruction of a beautiful world. The world around us is created in a positive perfection for the person. Re'u Olami, Rabbeinu Shloim gave us a beautiful world. When you're positive, then you'll be able to save the world and see a beautiful world.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.